You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There we go. A little walk this way. Thank you, Fran Rojas. Finally paying attention to the show and listening to what's happening and reacting. I appreciate that.
Finally.
Yeah. It was nice coming back from break there because I look up and I know, John, this is a new experience for you because I know Joe DeCamera, super weird about TVs being on in this studio.
Yeah, yeah, good point.
I'm watching the TV as we come back from break and like right as we're coming back, I get to see Isaac Collins of the Milwaukee Brewers hit a walk-off home run against the Mets. Mets were up 5-0 yesterday.
They were.
They certainly were.
5-0. Gave up, then they were up 6-5, gave up a run to tie it in the eighth and a run to lose it in the ninth. 7 straight losses for the Mets. I mean, they are floundering right now. The Phillies are not.
I don't always do that, but like so every awesome. Time they're like the Phillies are playing. And I'm
oh,
on my
checking the score too.
Checking the score. And when I saw there, I was like, they're up 5-0. Yeah. All right, fine. And then I was listening. I was in my backyard and I heard Fransky say, "Well, the Mets were up 5-0, and I went, "Oh yeah,
yeah, buddy, yeah." Look, and it's that time of year. We have officially reached check the scoreboard time of year, and it was a great weekend for checking the scoreboard. The Phillies gained 3 games on the Mets this weekend. They went into the weekend up 2.5. Now they are up 5.5 games.
The Brewers have won 9 straight.
The Brewers have been insanely hot for 2 months, 3 months, whatever. The Brewers have the best record in baseball quietly.
Is Reese? Part of that.
Reese has been hurt. I think he's back. He's playing here and there, but not as big a part. It's guys like Isaac Collins and Andrew Vaughn and Blake Perkins and like a bunch of dudes you
Those
never heard
guys.
Of. Yeah. Seriously. I mean, they're piecing it together. Wow. The Phillies are a half game behind the Dodgers, I believe, or a half game up on the Dodgers coming in this morning. They're right there, half game with the Dodgers. And then the Brewers are like 4.5 games up on everyone. The Brewers have just been playing.
Makes no sense.
Unbelievable. It makes no sense. Again, it's a bunch of guys you never heard of finding ways to win games. But the Phillies right there playing great baseball this weekend. A 3-game sweep of the Rangers. The first sweep of the Rangers ever in Texas for the Phillies. They only won 2
ever?
Games. They were 2-12 in Arlington.
Like 11 years ago was the last time they had a win there.
Yeah. So, literally, they had not won in 11 years there. So a big weekend for the Phillies. But the Wheeler thing is a concern. The velocity down significantly. A mile to 2 on all of his pitches. We've seen Wheeler kind of struggle, for Wheeler at least, over. It's funny because it was five innings, 2 runs, you know, and it's like a disastrous outing for Zach Wheeler.
I know, I know. But the runs came early, and it felt like, you know, the whole time he was on the mound, oh man, what's going on with Zach Wheeler? Because the runs came early
in the first inning, and then
Bader saved
him. And Bader did save him. That is a good point. You know, Bader did save him with that catch in the fifth inning. That was a home run that Harrison Bader literally yanked back from over the fence. So that is a good point, Rhea. I didn't think about that. And so the Wheeler thing, I think, is a legitimate concern because as locked in as this team seems, they are 7-2 since the All-Star break. The Duran thing feels like it has changed the whole vibe of this team, this city, all of it. The Wheeler thing's a real concern. He's their best pitcher, one of their 2 best players, 3 best players, whatever you want to say, and obviously has been amazing in the playoffs for them. So Should they shut him down for a couple weeks? How did they handle this situation? 215-592-9494. Coming up at 8:30, Elliot Shore Parks will join us to break down the Eagles' live practice last night. If
you're
going
to have to discuss something with Elliot when he's on.
Big
traffic issue between him and Spike on Friday.
Yes, it got pretty heated.
Oh, and then Al ripped him. You know, Al does a Sunday sermon every Sunday, which is really funny. And then Al ripped Elliot.
Yeah, so we'll definitely have to get into the traffic thing with Elliot as well. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Pat in Dover. What up, Pat?
Yeah, hi, this is Pat. I had a comment about the Phillies. I think their team is starting to look a whole lot like their last World Series team, where the lower part of the lineup, if they start playing like, you know, Victorino and Ibanez and Worth did,
Ibanez was 09, but I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm kind of excited about him. I'm not the perennial optimist, but, you know, he built this team, and I think I'm very excited about it.
Good work, Pat. You're feeling it.
Yeah,
I'm feeling it too. But I worry that I feel it a lot. I do have a lot of confidence that these guys have the capability of putting it together and figuring it out and getting hot at the right time.
I think it's fair to have confidence.
I think they're getting better and better at, you know, how to do this. And this season is now shaping up in a way that suggests, holy cow, these guys are timing it up. And they're going to be doing a great job when it matters the most. Doesn't it feel like we're kind of tapering down to this grand finale of a season?
Well,
I don't want to put the cart before the horse.
It does feel, Pat, it's a little different. The 08 thing felt like it happened quicker than expected. You know, they made the playoffs in 07, yeah. Then just won it in 08. It was like, oh my God, you know, Cole was the only real pitcher we could count on the whole thing. It felt like we were more building towards it and they won. This time, it feels like we've been building towards this. It feels like this group has been kind of, you know, figuring it out along the way, and now they have the experience. They've got the group. They went out and they got the closer, and it does feel like, to your point, Pat, things are kind of coalescing at the right time.
Yeah, yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Pat, you got an answer for a comeback?
John Travolta in Pulp Fiction.
Massive answer. People forget, too. Do you guys remember, like, right after Pulp Fiction, he railed off, like, six straight to Michael
and
Phenomenon. And you get Shorty and all these movies there.
Get
Shorty's a really good movie. Those other ones, less good. Get Shorty's a great, entertaining movie.
What was the follow-up to Get Shorty?
So I know you had Michael in there, Phenomenon, a couple others in there. Broken Arrow. He did Face Off in there was somewhere.
I don't think
they did a short Get Shorty sequel.
I think it had it was almost a sequel that was a different title.
It might be. There's an Elmore Leonard book, so maybe there's a book connection there where they didn't end up doing it. But either way, Travolta, a phenomenal answer for a comeback. We've got
because he
answer.
Was gone.
He was off the map.
Yes. No one had ever heard. Those who could remember the 70s could remember, like.
Well, of course. Yeah. Grease, Saturday Night Fever, and all that. Yeah. Yeah. But then it was the 80s, and, it, you know.
He was gone.
He was gone. That's a great answer. Let's keep it rolling. Let's talk to Gino in the Northeast. What up, Gino?
Morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, Gino.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about the Phillies. I think that this Wheeler thing. I think that we should do what we did a few years ago, shut them down for a couple weeks. We have a 5.5-game lead, which I didn't expect to have at this point. You know, if you would have told me that 2 weeks ago, I would have said, you're crazy. They have a 5.5-game lead. So they have a little bit of a cushion, not saying that, you know, anything's done by any stretch, but I mean, I guess they could bring Painter up and put him in that spot for a couple weeks.
Painter's not coming up, I don't think this year.
I don't think Painter's coming up. So for those who might not have seen it,
I didn't see this.
Yeah, so yesterday, Andrew Painter, 4 1/3 innings, 9 hits, 7 runs, 2 walks, gave up a couple homers. His ERA in AAA in 16 starts this season is 5.42.
Yeah, no, I think we're going to have to stop
including Painter in these equations.
Now, Nola's got one more rehab start.
Nola should be back soon.
They say he looks good.
Yeah, the Nola thing, Nola's a reason to be excited for him to come back and potentially help this team. But I do think that Andrew Painter, I think it's just going to take him longer to come back from this Tommy John thing than they were anticipating. And
they said the strength is there. It's just the command.
Yeah, I just don't know that we can count on Painter at all. But, you know, otherwise, I think everything other than Painter and the Wheeler situation is looking great.
Yeah.
And as far as I wanted to, real quick before I give my answer, I wanted to talk the Eagles practice. You know, obviously it was a bummer that Landon got hurt, and I didn't go to the practice, but I've been to them a million times. And I always say this to, I have a lot of friends from other cities and stuff like that. You know, they always talk bad about Eagles fans. And, you know, how many teams in the NFL could sell out of practice?
Yeah,
and
totally.
I don't think there's many. Maybe the Packers, maybe Buffalo.
I'm with you. No, Gino, I think it's a great. And
I think there's a handful of teams, maybe.
No, I think, look, and we know here in Philly how ridiculous it is, the national, you know, coverage of us as fans. But with the Eagles fan, I mean, all you got to see is the last like 5 to 10 years, basically every away stadium is taken over by Eagles fans. We saw with the parade this joy and love of millions of people in the city. I think anyone who still thinks that is just got their eyes willfully closed on this.
Practice, and people are lining up to go in. It's insane.
I'm with you, Gino. It's amazing. Gino, you got an answer for a comeback for us?
I do have an answer. And so when he came back, the statement he issued to the media was, "I'm back," and of course, Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
It's a great answer. He did get, won 3 titles after that. Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DiCamera, Rhea Hughes, Fran Rojas hanging out. Congratulations to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, anyone?
Yep.
The Little League Women's Softball World Series. First time since 1978.
Around Johnstown,
Johnstown, right? Johnstown. Johnstown. Shout out to those
1-0,
ladies. 1-0.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Got it done. Dominant performance from their pitcher who shut it down. Bills, I believe her name was. So congratulations.
Very awesome.
Very cool to see representing Pennsylvania well. That was neat. You could see watching the clip just how much it meant to them.
Oh, God,
how neat that was.
So. And the first female umpire.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Jen Powell. That is really cool, too. And seeing her call a game and all that. And the reaction. Look, I'm not a big fan of Braves fans, but I thought they did a nice job welcoming
classy.
Her.
Yeah.
Classy. That's very cool.
I think
cool.
She like missed her first call and then was good after that.
Yeah. The first one was a little inside.
A little bit.
A lot inside. She was excited. Yeah, all right. I'll give it to her.
It was a lot.
Yeah, she was solid, though, after that.
Hey, look.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, no, she was. Certainly better than a lot of the ones we see. By the way, can I just real quick, before we get back to everything, phones coming up.
You're running the show, Jimmy. You can do whatever you want.
I'm not used to being able to do what I can want. I usually have to do what Joe wants. We'll get to Howie Audio coming up. Howie, some really interesting insight into his process, how he works on Pardon My Take. But we saw this, I believe it was Friday, or maybe it was even Thursday night.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things,
the sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
But is there anything worse in sports than the umpire who has to take 2 seconds to call a strike? And he just sits there and he's like, oh, maybe I will, maybe I... Strike. It's like, dude, what... I want to freak out every time.
If there's the phrase, the ump show,
yes.
That's it right there.
It is the most annoying. And then you're just sitting there every pitch. Well, is it a strike or not? I have no idea. I got to wait 3 seconds.
I don't mind
out.
The theatrics. Just call it on time.
I have no problem. I love it. Get into it. Do the blah. Like, no problem with that. Like, cool, man. Like, do it up. Just do it quickly. Don't make me sit there and wait.
We have a pitch clock.
Maybe they need the help from the guy in your ear.
Well, not yet. They will. They will. They're preparing us for that. Yeah. Look, just make the freaking call.
Maybe they just need Joe DeCamera out there with a microphone to curse him out.
That's a good point. That's good. By the way, we do have something with that coming up. We'll get to Joe's on the afternoon show on Friday.
That went well, I heard.
Yeah. So maybe some audio from that as well. 215-592-9494. The Phillies 5.5 games up on the Mets after sweeping the Rangers in Texas this weekend. The Mets have lost 7 straight. They got walked off yesterday by the Brewers after a 5-0 lead. Love to see it. Things not going well for the Mets, and we love that. So you can chime in on that. But Zach Wheeler, velocity down yesterday. All of his pitches has struggled over the last month or so, and is concerned. In fact, let's listen to Zach. Zach talked about the injury after the game yesterday, how he felt. You're going to hear at the beginning of this cut. You're going to start to feel good when you hear Zach Wheeler talk, and then it's going to progressively get worse and worse. Here's Zach Wheeler after the game.
How do you feel after having to start pushing a couple days in the pitching bay?
Felt a lot better. Felt good. Felt healthy. Still was a little off, so just got to keep working at that. But, it wasn't the prettiest today, but got through.
When you say a little off, like, what's the little off, Zach?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out, honestly. The past, 4 starts have been off. But, it's that part of the season where, the innings are starting to rack up a little bit. So, it's just catching up to me a little bit. But just got to push through it. It's all just a cycle. So, I'll come back around and I'll be fine.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so. Maybe we don't push through. Maybe we sit you down.
It just kept collapsing further and further. Starting to rack up. He started out saying... felt good. And then it's like the innings are starting to rack up.
What does off mean? I don't really know what off means. Who knows?
Man.
Could be anything.
This is not, it sounds awful. It looks, we know that it's not right. We know that it doesn't look right. It's still great. It's still great pitching, but it's not the Zach Wheeler maxed out, give you everything, win a World Series Zach Wheeler. And we need the give you everything, win a World Series Zach Wheeler when it's all said and done. How do we get him to that point? I think we have to sit him now like we did in 2022 for a month.
Well, especially when you take this into account, one more piece of Zach Wheeler audio, then we're coming right to the phones. How long has this been an issue for Zach? Here's Zach after the game.
When did the shoulder first start feeling? Was it the day after your last start?
Honestly, it's been a while. I finally just got to that point to where, we just wanted to go get an image of it so we can treat specifically what needed to be treated. And that tried to just guess. So, we did that. Today I felt perfectly normal. So, just those couple days and getting the right treatment in helped me out.
Not awesome. Not awesome. Hurting for a while.
And if we remember back in 2022, kind of wasn't that just a not...
It felt fake. Phantom, yes. It felt like, hey, Wheeler could use a blow.
Yes.
This feels more real. This feels more correct. Like something that has been there for a little while, is hampering him a little bit. He's pitched through it, and it has gotten worse and worse. That's the takeaway from hearing that audio, is this has been bothering him for a while, and it's just gotten worse and worse. And now it's the point where he felt like they had to do imaging. They had to, where it's impacted his velocity. And he said, just pitch through it. We'll see. I think it might be a time to get him a blow. 215-592-9494. So coming out of the weekend, that's our main question today. Do you feel the positive of the 7-2 since the Duran trade, the sweep of the Rangers, the 5.5 game lead of over the Mets, which is all awesome? Were you more concerned about Zach Wheeler and the potential for it to hinder him in the playoffs this year? 215-592-9494, plus the Eagles practice 1 hour from now. Elliott Parks will join us to tell us if he's heard anything new on the Landon Dickerson injury and what it was like to be in the stadium last night with a sold-out Lincoln Financial Field for an Eagles practice. If you were there, 215-592-9494, we'd love to hear from you on that as well. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy Gary in Vineland. Hey, Gary.
Seltzer!
What up, pal?
Nice. Is it that you could just go, get me to the ninth, and we got a win?
It's unbelievable. It's such a different feeling. It's not something that we've had for a long time in Philly. I mean, we've had guys, we've had stretches where Alvarado pitches great or this or that. We had Hector Neris have some good stretches at time. But to just feel like it gets to the ninth and it's done, I mean, that is a new feeling.
You mean Hector make me nervous?
Yeah, Hector.
And the other feeling too, when you get a grand slam and you're like, damn, no Durantula tonight.
Yeah, no, that's been the weirdest thing. The weirdest thing, like Friday night.
The disappointment.
You know, Friday night, they take that, you know, Turner homer, the big lead. It ends up being 9-1. It was 3-1, whatever. And the fact that, you know, I joked, I'm like, I think it was not the Turner one, the one before it that took it out of a save situation.
Oh, when it went to 5-0.
Maybe the Marsh homer or whatever. I'm like, would we be booing at home right now if that happened? It's such a weird
thing. I want to caution everybody because I remember when this happened and I've spoke about it many times because I was a season ticket holder then. When Billy Wagner was here.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And the gun wouldn't hit 100, it would be 99.
And people would,
We were being snarky.
Yeah.
We're like, dude, with the gun,
a little
come on.
Spoiled with it, yes.
No, but I mean, but it was not, we were never, and he finally came around on that, and congratulations, Billy, making the Hall of Fame. He was like, they booed me when I went 100. No, we were booing the radar.
It was a sarcastic
like, I had a group of like six of us, and we were all like, we were yelling at the radar guy. It'll be an amusing boo.
I think the players hopefully understand that they're not being booed for.
Well, they want to see it too.
Yeah, I mean, it is a weird thing. You hit a home run and then you hear a smattering of boos. Might be a weird thing, Gary. But I feel you, Gary. What else you got?
Pitchy, today is one of your favorite days as a kid in the state of New Jersey. It's the first day of high school practicing with Pat.
It's favorite. I don't know. So, favorite or nerve wracking or today's going to beat the crap out of me type of day. I know that I used to feel that way. Oh, my God. We used to get up and run at 6 a.m. We used to get up and run 3 miles before practice and then start practice.
Really?
Yeah, two a days. And then we had the night session where we would do, you know, tape or playbook stuff and all that. And this time of year, to your point, I get sick to my stomach when I think about it.
We had three-a-days at my high school. Three-a-days.
That's a lot
they
of
were
days.
Called 8-to-8. Your first practice started at 8 a.m. And these were
real
two-and-a-half-hour practices.
And it's hot out, and they don't give you water.
All in pads, yeah. Oh, yeah, and that's another thing. You're not allowed to get a drink.
My coach hated giving us water.
Oh, you're thirsty?
Yeah. He thought it was a sign of weakness.
Toughen up!
Dude, one time, I guess some players talked to the nurse at our school about the coach not giving us water. So to the point where the nurse comes out to practice, middle of practice, comes out and, like, yells at the coach. And it's like, what are you doing? This is incredibly dangerous. Like, you cannot do this.
They didn't care.
What happened. So he's like, okay, yeah, thank you for letting me know, whatever. She walks away. As soon as she's gone, he turns to us, and I will keep this good for the radio. He goes, you bleepers are never drinking water again. And that was it. Like, that's the way it was, man.
I know. That's so amazing. Yeah, it was a punishment. Your drinking water could be taken away.
Yeah, which is exactly right.
I mean, in today's world, this is an impossibility.
People get fired for that now. I mean, like, immediately. Like, have died in the sun. Yeah. Dude, Corey Stringer died soon after that happened. So, yeah, it's a different time, buddy.
Oh, yeah, and the practices are different now. They don't... I mean, I dropped
I'm
them
assuming,
off at
yes, it's not as intense. But that is cool, man. I'm sure it's exciting to get back out there for everyone.
Yeah, man. So I was at the practice yesterday, and I agree with Spike. I've been going down to that stadium for years. There's definitely something going on with the traffic patterns or something that they're doing. It's just not what it used to be.
It's outrageous. It really is. I mean, and I'm down there. You know, I get there for Eagles games probably 3 hours before. So I'm able to skate in pretty, and I live 5 minutes from there.
Yeah, we live really close.
But, you know, like I heard Kenny, you know, our good friend Kenny from the Dirty 30.
Shout out to Kenny.
Yeah, he called in to Al yesterday and brought it up because Al thinks it's something to do with, there's also, you can purchase parking spots.
Yeah.
And so certain stuff is shut off. But Kenny left his house at 5 o'clock. 2.5 hours, he finally quit, and they went to a restaurant and watched the game.
So, Gary, it's weird. Yeah. It's a really fair point, Rhea. I don't know what would have changed, though. It's not like we've had a super influx in population compared. I'm talking just to the last few years.
They did have, the problem is, and they weren't supposed to do this. I always thought the rules were no two events at the same time.
Yeah, well, now, the two events thing.
Well,
yeah.
They had Nate Bargatze was there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I bet a lot of people missed the beginning of that because yeah. I know people were late getting into the link.
Yeah, the two events thing is an issue, but I don't know what the solution is for a game day traffic if it's that much worse. I don't know why or what the solution is, Gare. But, did you have a good time outside of the traffic?
What's that?
Did you have a good time outside of the traffic?
Yeah, the only thing, so I was there to watch practice because I love it. And like, I just wish they would tell people you're really not going to get an autograph because, like, the whole game, the people would come down to the railing. And then security would come down 10 minutes later and kick 40 people out. And then people,
yeah, I think, look, and I get it, Garrett, but you're telling people now, but I think when you go to the link, don't ever assume you're going to get an autograph at the link in any situation. I mean, the link is a place to go watch people play on a field. It's not like a Lehigh type thing. It's not like a training camp type thing where you're right on the field and you're next to the people and you can actually get close to them. So like, I get it, Gary, but I don't think that the open practice at the link is meant for autographs. I think it's meant to go watch the guys play. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And more people are trying to get autographs than watching the people play.
Yeah.
It's just frustrating. But we looked really good in the red zone. The defense was dominating almost the whole session. Like it was really neat to watch.
Cool, I love it. We'll get more from Elliot Shore Parks at 8:30 on what he saw down there. Gary, you got an answer for a comeback?
So I had somebody, and I don't think when looking at it, not that good. So I'm switching to a guy who came back twice. Mike Tyson came back from going to jail, mm-hmm. and then he came back. Got into boxing, and then The Hangover.
Sure. Yeah, I think a decent answer. The Hangover comeback definitely was gone at that point. But, yeah, a good answer.
So, James, not a surprise, but not exactly breaking news, but Adam Schefter just posted that Landon Dickerson is expected to go. It is the knee. An MRI on his Uh-oh. Knee today.
Okay, so that is a concern.
I saw the MRI and I didn't see the knee part. So,
all right.
Yeah, that's a concern.
Okay, so not...
It can still be an MCL.
MCL, sure.
It can still be medial meniscus, lateral meniscus, things that can be scoped and you're back in relatively, short period of time. It doesn't have to be season ending.
215-592-9494. We'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks at 8:30. We'll see if he's heard anything else since the practice last night and get his thoughts about how concerning that is. But, 215-592-9494, how concerned are you about the loss of Landon Dickerson? Does it change your view of how the Eagles season could go if it is a major injury?
It will change my view.
Yeah, it could be a pretty big injury.
Will go. If Landon is lost for the season, that hurts.
That hurts. That would hurt. That'd be a big injury. Be a big injury. 215-592-9494.
I'm not sure that we need to stress, like, this is the tush push. This is a huge part of the run game.
Saquon.
This is Saquon. Yeah, Saquon's success last season, a huge portion of that success is right behind this guy
mm-hmm.
because he is a monster. He annihilates people in the run game. And, man, that's, let's just keep our fingers crossed.
Big time. Yeah, and look, if you want to look at it from, and there's nothing optimistic if you lose him for an extended period of time, but they do have a all pro at left and right tackle. They've got burgeoning all pro at center and they've got the best offensive line coach in the history of the game, potentially one of them for sure.
And we saw last year they took a tackle and made him a guard.
And it is
early
enough.
A lot of talented young offensive linemen that Jeff Stoutland knows better than anyone, mm-hmm. and he can determine, hey, maybe this tackle can play guard here for our purposes. So who knows what they do? They will find the best possible offensive lineman and put him in that spot. He might not be on this roster right now.
That's possible too. And look, it's early in the sense that at least they would have some time to get some work together and to get some cohesion and all that. But look, there's no sugarcoating it. If they lose Landon Dickerson, that is a massive injury. Obviously, keep it here on WIP all day. As soon as there's any information about the MRI, about the results, we will get it to you.
The problem is they're off today, so you're not going to get, you know...
Not get the questions asked.
You're not
going to
get
that,
anything,
so.
You know, and so basically...
It'll get dropped to Adam Schefter's Twitter. It's exactly right, so keep your
refresh,
eye on Schefter's Twitter.
Refresh.
But obviously, if you don't, we will tell you as soon as we hear. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy Ed in Phoenixville. Eddie.
Good morning, guys. Man, this is really concerning. I'm not really concerned about cornerback too much right now. You know, it's so, like, a couple of things on Landon Dickerson. Like, how I don't know if it's an irony or coincidence, but your two tallest offensive linemen are the ones that give you the best leverage in a play that requires you to get to the lowest. It's just, it's a testament to how
they're the strongest while also happening to be the tallest, I guess.
Well, they're just the biggest period too. The tallest, but also the widest, biggest, whatever.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about in 17 when Jason Peters went down, how it took Vitae two or three games to really get acclimated in like a real game situation, not preseason. So that's one thing.
And for like, what it's worth, Wisniewski was a backup too to start that year. That was a team that in the course of the season, and it was won by bad play, won by injury, but did lose. And Brooks went down. So they lost starting offensive linemen and pieced it together and you know, won the Super Bowl. So, you know, it does show that it is possible to lose a guy and power forward.
But what makes this so impactful was like, is the shortest distance between your defense and the quarterback is the A gap. Like if your A gaps get blown up, your offense is screwed. You can kind of like with tackle injuries, you can have like a tight end in to chip, or you can keep running backs in. Like if you're running back or if your guard and center gets blown up, like it's really a bad situation. So,
and you've got a new starting guard on the other side. And I am optimistic about Steen, but just to your specific point about the A-gap, and John, I don't know how much, you know, how like what the level of this is, but you would think Cam Jurgens going into the season is probably thinking more about helping Steen out, more about the guy coalescing with the guy on his one side that he hasn't played with as much, as opposed to the Dickerson thing. You come in, we're like, we're good here. We know what we're doing. Wow. If you add another, I mean, point being, this could put a lot on Cam Jurgens if he's got two new guards on each side
of him. Oh, my gosh. No. Cam is really good, but yeah, you communicate a little bit more when you got a new guy. You have to communicate a lot more if you got two new guys, and he's combo blocking. I mean, this is his world. You know, this side, these are the guys that he is basically working in unison
with. Yeah.
You know, combo blocking, climbing their way to the second level. Like these are his collaborators, and basically in order for them to collaborate properly, they have to understand the offense completely and understand the way everyone moves together, and they can't possibly do that yet because they don't have the experience of playing with these guys. It's going to take some time, no matter how you cut it.
Ed, you got a answer for a comeback?
He was like an all-world prospect coming out of high school and then ran into all those demons, but really kind of came back in the late 2000s. Josh Hamilton.
It's a great answer, dude. Josh Hamilton just, you know, out of baseball with the heroin and the whole thing, and then came back, won the MVP, and, you know, got a lot of money from the Angels. No, it's a real comeback.
Was just inducted into the Rangers Hall of Fame this weekend, too.
Right? I didn't notice that. And we'll remember the legendary home run derby with Josh Hamilton in New York. That was a wild one. No, that's a great answer. Josh Hamilton really was a great comeback. All right, coming up in a couple minutes, speaking of a comeback, I'm just going to take it off the board because I said it. I can't believe we're an hour and 40 minutes into the show. Howie Roseman could have been a winning answer.
Yes.
Howie Roseman was on the Pardon My Take podcast last week, end of last week, and just some fascinating insight into Howie, into how he works, into how he goes about his business, into what's coming for Howie. Really, really, really interesting stuff from Howie Roseman. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes, so you don't want to miss that. Stay tuned. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy Nick in Bucks County. What up, Nick?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Doing great, Nick.
Yeah, it's a funny Monday, you know, really up about how well the Eagles and the Phillies did, you know, leading up to this weekend, but or through this weekend, but two injuries that really are putting a damper on things. But Landon Dickerson, that's a huge blow for the Phillies. For the Eagles, I really feel like they need to make a move to just back up that position. Either way, whatever his knee situation is, because it's going to take some time to rehab if it was that painful. And there's a guy on the Jets right now, Elijah Vera Tucker, on his fifth year. A lot of promise there, and he hasn't had Jeff Stoutland building him up. I would make a move right now for somebody like that and just roll with it.
Yeah, he was a high draft pick, 14th pick in the draft or something like that, I think. I don't know that the Eagles are looking to make a move right away. Obviously, let's wait and see what the Dickerson news is. If it's an MCL and he's going to be back in a month, month and a half, I don't think they make a trade for someone. But I think if Dickerson's out for this season, it's more like, I don't know about Vera Tucker and whether the Jets have any interest in moving him. The Jets are trying to win this year, too. I don't know how important he is to their plans. But I do think that it's going to depend on the severity of it. Look, they brought Matt Pryor back. Matt Pryor has played a lot of games in the NFL. He started at tackle. He started at guard. He's played in the NFL before. I think Matt Pryor makes a lot of sense. Brett Toth has been in the building for, what's it, like 4 years now. He's another guy who's got a lot of reps with Stoutland.
Kenyon Green got injured.
Kenyon Green, has not had a ton of time with Stoutland. So, yeah, Nook, look, I think it really depends on the severity of the injury, but they are not deep there, especially if once they lose, you know, once Dickerson's out at all and you put Pryor in there, it gets really shallow. So I agree. I think they're going to have to do something if he's out a long time, but I don't know if it's right this second. They're pouncing, you know?
Just makes me nervous, but I hear you, James. I appreciate that. And I want to give a shout out to Jen Powell, the first MLB umpire female.
Yeah, it was super weekend. Awesome. Really, really cool to see.
And answer for the day, man, 27 years in prison, gets out, frees his country, becomes their president, Nelson Mandela.
Wow.
Whoa, pretty big
okay.
one.
Nick. Jeez. Nick.
That's just unfair what you just
that
did.
That was a strong answer, Nelson Mandela.
Maybe we should have taken that one off the
it's
board.
It's a good one.
Huh?
Seriously. It's a pretty good one. All right, 215-59.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
294-94, back to the phones in a second. I want to play you this audio from Howie Roseman. Howie was on the Part of My Take pod, and I thought really gave some fascinating insight into how he goes about his business, what he's looking for, where he's going. Let's start just a few pieces of audio, then back to the phones, and 215-592-9494 if you want to chime in on any of it. Here's Howie talking about his mistakes in the past and what's the biggest lesson he's learned. Fascinating stuff from Howie.
I think that everything, all my mistakes, everything that we've done has led us to a certain point. And you know what's the hardest thing is, like, I can tell you every pick of the picks in the sixth and seventh round, free agent signs, I f***ed up. Like, my mind is so f***ed up that's what I think about all the time.
Yeah.
I think about the mistakes and I'm like, man, what was I thinking? What was I doing? And at the end of the day, it goes back to your point. You know, sometimes you draft for need. Sometimes you draft for role, you know, and you're going, man, you know, we really need this role. We really need this position and this player. And that's all the times you mess up. It's just too hard to find good players. And when you start saying, like, I got to find this role, I got to find this position. And so now what I say is, like, a team's going to win the Super Bowl this year. Hopefully it's us or our team last year. We weren't perfect. You know, you could go before the Super Bowl. I'm sure you guys were saying, hey, I'm worried about this on the Eagles. You know, I'm the Chiefs win two Super Bowls before. I'm sure you're looking at their team and going, hey, this is their weakness. Every team's going to have a weakness. And if you think you're going to come out of draft and get every need fixed, you probably had a shit draft.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like you just got to take good players. It's so hard to find good players. You accumulate good players, hopefully at important positions, and everything else works out. And so I think, like, when I think about my mistakes, it's like going into an offseason and saying, we need this. You know, well, you can't make something up. You can't invent something, you know? And so I think that is probably my biggest lesson in the free agent draft process. Like, if you go into it saying I need something, and then you change your grades, you change kind of your criteria for the position, you're probably gonna f it up.
This is fascinating insight into Howie and how he goes about his business. I feel like he doesn't usually give us that much in terms of his process, and that, John, jives with just the actual what we've seen, the moves he's made, the actual data to back it up. I mean, the Rager pick, such a classic example of we need a wide receiver, we need speed, we need this. And ever since then, he's really just focused on taking good players from big schools, and the result has been the result.
Yeah, well, that's incredible that he just flat out succinctly says, we will not draft for need anymore. Like, that's, I've learned through experience that's how I mess this up. And so I know not to do that. He's so frank about that.
Yeah.
I mean, he really does seem to be so okay with announcing to the world his shortcomings, because they are few and they are corrected. That's the point. Like, that's the point with this team.
This organization.
With this organization, yeah. Right. They are totally cool with saying, hey, you know what? I wasn't perfect today. I messed up. And they put my number at the bottom of the practice tape as a result. I might be the head coach, and they put my name at the bottom of the practice tape because they hold us accountable here. Man, that at its core is part of why this team is what it is.
Yeah, they're functioning at a high level as an organization. In so many different ways.
We are in such a sweet spot in terms of the vibe, I guess, the general consensus, the peaceful...
the culture, the collaboration, the whole thing.
Collaborative culture. Yeah.
And this is one more piece of Howie audio in the back to the phones, and we'll play some more Howie throughout the show. But I thought this is interesting, John, to exactly what you're talking about, because this is another example of that in Howie talking about what they look for and how they build a player, an important thing that they look for in building a team. Here's Howie.
How do you define grit in players you're looking at, and maybe how it shows up when you're scouting guys?
Adversity. You know, you want to see how people are handling adversity, overcoming adversity, and that could be in different areas of life. You know, that could be off the field, that could be on the field, but We know how hard it is to play in the NFL. We know how hard it is to play in Philly. And so we understand that there are going to be moments during the course of the season, you know, moments during training camp where guys are going to face adversity. And what are they doing to respond to that? So we are looking for guys who have had adverse situations, overcome them. And you can go through our roster. You know, it's funny because I was thinking about what I was going to say at the Super Bowl parade, you know, and you know, Bob Lang, our great PR guy, says to me, hey, you know, you got to speak for a couple minutes. And I'm like, what am I saying? Like the night before at like 11:30, I figured out, I'm like, every single one of our players, our coaches, our staff, I think myself, you know, have overcome something in their life to get here. You know, you just can go through the team. You know, Lane Johnson was a JUCO quarterback, you know, best right tackle to ever play the game. Obviously, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, his team didn't want him. I mean, Devontae Smith, third receiver. I mean, I could go through every player on our team, you know, and then I got hit in the head with a beer can and everything changed. But you know, I think that that's really how I would define grit.
That is so fascinating. And he gives you such an insight into one of the ways they go about their business. They look for these guys who have gone through things, who have come out the other side, who are used to battling through and fighting adversity. And I mean, that's part of what you're talking about, John, with the organizationally, but certainly on the field with the type of players they brought in, the type of human beings they brought in. And you see that in this team. You see the way they've banded together, the way they fight, the last year battling through everything that came their way. Yeah, it's fascinating to hear how purposeful and thoughtful that specific way of going about how his business is.
Yeah, I wonder how much other teams do this degree of digging back, referencing back. I
self-scouting.
Yeah, and also not on the field scouting. Like all this stuff, but this
character
is all
scouting,
exactly. We're talking about not on the field, we're talking about the other stuff.
It's amazing. And Howie really is at the front end of all this stuff. We've got the Georgia guys on defense, we got the Alabama guys on the offensive side, and you know, like that whole concept. The Georgia defense guys, you know, the guys who are teammates in college playing together at this level to this degree. I don't think anyone's ever seen that.
Mm-mm.
I mean, we really are coming out the gates with all these brainstormed ideas that seem like they work. Lo and behold, the Eagles, the front end of something else. That's why we win. We are progressive thinking and It's wonderful. We should be so proud.
It's really exciting. And I do think ever since Howie, you know, was locked in the closet and then came back with his comeback, he's always looking for market inefficiencies, always looking for new ways to go about his business, for new angles on things. And it has really been beneficial for this team. 215-592-9494 to chime in. I am a little surprised he said it. Surprised he's giving other teams any sort of information about like looking for adversity, like putting that into their, you know, way of doing things. No, I'm surprised,
that's
but
true.
You know, look, he's earned the right.
It is really interesting though. Think about
right?
that. They can identify the adverse situations. You know, I do think it's interesting. When I got drafted, I did not think the Oakland Raiders who drafted me were going to draft me because they hadn't talked to me at all. There was no contact. But little did I know at the time, they had been talking to my high school coach.
Yeah.
My high school coach all throughout the process.
Wow.
And he hadn't told me because they told him, hey, we got to keep this on the down low. But I do think, well, I know at least they were doing scouting far into the past. I know that that's something that Mr. Davis prided himself on.
And they were good football teams,
They were. He was at the front end of a lot of things, too.
Well, I mean, he's the Hall of Fame owner. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. That's fascinating.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.